special teams.
Clay, have you looked at other guys around the league who have done similar things in the past? Is it how they've done it?
No, actually, I haven't. I haven't got a chance to look around the league in that aspect. But just trying to pick up a little bit of the defense as well as, stay on top of the offensive stuff for now.
But, Clay, they're not, asking you to make a switch over.
No, I'm not. I'm still a tight end. I'm not switching to linebacker. They just, asked me to learn a little bit in certain situations, emergency style situations, versatility. Something happens, they need to learn some defense.
When you saw the Patriots do that kind of stuff and you were playing against them, did you say that's funky or that's pretty cool or how smart? I mean, what was your reaction?
I thought it was different, a little, innovative, and I thought it was a good look for a team to, be able to diversify things like that and be more versatile.
So, now that you've been under Chip Kelly, do you feel like you're part of some sort of futuristic movement, or is it just the jargon?
No, you definitely feel like this is a great system, and it's a new style of offense that the NFL really hasn't seen yet. Obviously in Oregon they ran similar offense, but we definitely feel that it gives us a great chance to move the ball. We'll have more plays as an offense. A lot of different options out there on every single play, and we could be looking at a change up. The NFL is a copycat league. If something works for somebody, then a lot of different people start doing it.
Will you take some reps on the defensive side of the ball? Trent Cole was just saying it helps you also understand more about what you're doing on offense.
Definitely.
How did that help you in some ways too?
Oh man, it helped a lot, because as a linebacker, they guard tight ends. As tight ends, we go against linebackers, and knowing what depths and zone coverage they drop a receiver, knowing what stance they're going to give when they're going inside, when they're going outside, what stance they're giving when they're two-gapping a receiver, when they're blitzing, and just knowing the depths and where they get to as a defender really helps you as an offensive player know what you need to do to get open.
Did you go in any meetings with the linebackers? I mean, how involved did you get in the...
I just went through, a day of meetings, learning the stuff, and then a day out in the field.
Do you take it as a big compliment? We've seen Bill Belichick in the past take players that he think can handle it. I mean, do you take it as a big compliment?
Yeah, I take that as a compliment. The coaches, believe in you enough to think that you can handle it mentally as well as physically. I think you're athletic enough you can go out there and play outside linebacker, D end, as well as, handle the mental capabilities of it, of learning a offense and a defense. So it's definitely a compliment.
Who did you cover?
It was more of a phase two day.
Okay.
So no bodies in front. So basically we're just working on air.
When you were in those meetings with defensive players, did you apologize for what you thought they were prior to becoming one of them?
Oh, no, I didn't. But I did tell the tight ends if I ever have to go against them, I might take a sneak at the signals, know exactly what route they're going to run. Sorry, guys.